Tyler, you don't want to do it. But here we are, recording take two of the Tournament Recap Podcast. What are your thoughts right now, Tyler?
This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I mean, we already recorded a podcast, or thought we recorded a podcast, and we can't find it. So
it wasn't recording. We reached the end of 20 minutes of recording and looked down, and it was a 20 second long, what do you call it, record?
Oh my.
Talk to the people about my driving. And I don't mean on the golf course, like my car driving.
Well, it's about as good as the driving on the golf course, so it's stop, go, stop, go, stop, go. It's like the equivalent of straight duck hook, straight duck hook, straight duck hook, if I could put in perspective, with the occasional like bailout to the right with the toe, you know, the toe shank, as some people like to say.
So basically, you never know what you're gonna get.
100%, 100% truth.
Now, like we said, we already did this once. We're driving right now. We are in Columbia, South Carolina, on our way back from Brunswick, Georgia. Give everybody a quick recap of the week. What do we do? Where do we stay?
I just, in the words of Monday Q Info, shot 68, missed by one. That's all I have to say.
Interesting.
Stayed in a really good townhome on St. Simon's Island. Got to stay with some of our buddies, Carson Young, Corbin Mills. It was a great little group. I actually enjoyed staying with like multiple guys. Like, it made it a lot more affordable. It's like $40 a day. And just like community, you know, it's fun.
Talk to us about the food. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you're on a tight budget, don't let Corbin Mills decide where you're going to eat.
True. First place, Tremici. Phenomenal Italian restaurant. Expensive, but phenomenal. I was blown away. I'll admit it. I was blown away with the food.
Quick question, score update. Did Keenan get knocked out of the money?
Keenan is in the money.
Okay. I thought I just saw it drop.
No. I've moved into T49.
You're going to get a top 50 finish?
Yeah.
Here.
So. Oh, what was I going to say?
We were talking about the food. Tyler got distracted checking in on the scores from the tournament. Yeah, it was a two-day event in Georgia. We did a practice round on Sunday afternoon with Corbin and Carson. Then we went to that Italian restaurant. Let's see. What did you have to eat?
I had started off with a wedge salad and spaghetti and meatballs. But the big key was the meatballs were Italian sausage meatballs. So a little spicy, high-quality food. It tasted phenomenal. I believe, what was my initial rating? 8.2?
I believe you said it was an 8.1.
8.1. Okay. Yes. 100% an 8.1.
You don't want to change it?
No, I'm going to stick with 8.1.
I had an awesome lasagna. I said it was the second best lasagna I've ever had. And I thought everything was excellent as well. I gave it an 8.5.
It's phenomenal.
Is that fair?
That's super fair.
What about last night? What did we do last night for food?
Last night we went to a little Japanese hibachi place.
You mean hibachi Japanese?
Stop. The waiter corrected me when I ordered steak hibachi. He said, hibachi steak?
And then Corbin said, steak hibachi. And he goes, hibachi steak?
And then Carson said, I'll have hibachi chicken. And he said, okay.
What is your...
I forget what my...
First of all, what did you have? And what's your rating?
I had hibachi steak, medium rare. I liked it. I think it was very good food. What was my rating? Like 7.4 maybe?
Seems a little high to me.
7.2, that's what it was.
I need you to get your energy up for this pod, Tyler.
I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it. And the sushi roll was nice.
Yeah.
A little double dynamite sushi roll. Give us your rating.
I think... So, I enjoyed it. My favorite part was how much food it was. It was a lot of food, which is great. And also, the free appetizer was phenomenal. I gave it, I believe, a 6.8.
Pure?
But yeah, it was good. Those were our two meals, the two evenings. I would say we all kind of struggled in our first round. Tyler was able to come in with a 73 on the first day. I limped in with a 75. You know, I haven't asked you this yet. Talk to me about the course.
I enjoyed it. It was in that weird state that the southern courses get, where like early spring, if you want to call it spring, even though it's like winter. Early spring, they get the Bermuda grass starts to grow in. So the Bermuda grass was growing in pretty heavily at Brunswick. So the fairways were very splotchy. Thank goodness it was lift clean in place in the fairways, because it was kind of wet.
The greens were in awesome shape, though, weren't they?
Greens were good. Hit your brakes, my word.
Stop, go, baby.
If we die during this podcast, just somebody speak something nice about me at my funeral, please. Anyways.
Hey, at least when you died, the last round you shot was 68. I'd be going into the grave with a 78 on my record.
Fair enough. The greens were very, very firm and very like slopey, which is characteristic of a Donald Ross. I'm not gonna take that away from him. And the TJ, the rules official, who's also the rules official for PGA Tour Canada, has a really, really good knack for finding these putts that players are going to have, because the slopes like feed them to the spot where it's basically like this dead straight putt that looks like it's going to break half a ball, which I think Clay will attest that happened multiple times.
So I have no idea what that all means necessarily, meaning that someone's good at that. All I know is the greens had me absolutely baffled this week.
Yes. Yes, that's due to him. He's phenomenal at pin placement.
Here's how I would explain it. I would see a putt.
Can you
that I thought
a little lighter on the gas when you drive? My word. You think we're racing.
I would see a putt that looked like it broke a cup right to left. I'd hit it and it would not move. So, next putt, I'd hit it straight because it looked straight and it would break a cup. And it was just back and forth the whole day. The whole week. And putting was awful this week. You putted well in the back nine, didn't you, today?
Yes. I started off hot with the flat stick on the front nine with 17 putts. I turned it one over. And then I closed with, 12 putts on the back nine?
With a chip in.
The thing I changed is I started punting with the line. I did.
On the back nine?
Yeah.
I've got an announcement to make.
I'm a believer.
I do think I'm going to start putting with the line on my ball. What are your thoughts?
I receive it. I definitely, I practiced it, and it's all about head placement, because if you're not over the ball, the line's pointless.
And I actually think it'll help me with my head placement, because I think I'll step off if the line doesn't look correct, because the line will be wrong if I'm standing incorrectly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
So over the next couple weeks, I'm considering implementing that. I'm wondering actually what Haddon's reactions are going to be. And since he's never going to listen to this podcast, we may never know.
Also true. But I mean, takeaway, I striped the ball this week with pretty much every club in my bag. I had some squirrely wedges just due to the timing of my swing a couple times, but I was able to fix that on the course, which was nice. But I would say, like, the biggest takeaway is, like, regardless of my scores, like, both days, I really committed to every shot. It wasn't like I hit a bad shot because I didn't commit to it. Granted, I hit one bad putt because I didn't commit to it, and that really, really bothers me. But, I mean, every single shot. Like, 18 was tough today. I really wanted to hit 3-wood and play it safe, you know, protect my score in the 60s. Because I was, what, 2-under, you know. Just crank out a par, but I was like, no, you have to make a run. Just man up and hit the driver. And I just hit it right on a rope. And that was this huge confidence boost. I mean, it just solidified the fact that I just need to pull driver more because I'm one of the better drivers in the game.
So a lot of positives.
I respect it.
The 2020 season is underway, folks. It was a good start. My takeaways, I can't even come close to saying that I committed every shot. I do think I committed to at least one this week. Yeah. I was all over the place mentally. I was all over the place with my swing, and I couldn't make a putt. So it was rough, but some of that was just rust, and I'm excited to go get to work. And get ready for the next event, whenever that one is. It's going to be a little while. So I think that's it for our little recap. Don't want to go too long. Don't want to talk too much golf. We talked food. That was for Keaton's sake. He's always asking us for food ratings. We spent, probably each spent close to $1,000 this to come down and play this week. And we're walking back empty-handed. That's just how it works, folks. Tyler Smith missed the money, which would have been $1,100 for the last paying spot. Looks like he's going to miss that by one shot. So I think that's it. Anything else to add, Tyler?
That is it. So
how not into the recording of this podcast are you right now?
I'm actually just very tired for some reason. I don't know how to describe it.
Now imagine how tired you are. Now imagine hitting 10 more shots than you did. How tired would you be?
I feel like it was just 10 more putts.
That's almost true.
I guess it was 5 more putts, right?
Yeah. That's fair. I can't imagine that.
All right, T-Smitty, sign out.
Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you continue on y'all's untils.
Y'all's untils. Amazing. All right, till next time. Peace.